Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
This year's Levitt Amp Music Series kicked off with a colorful bang on Wednesday. Friends and family gathered at the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge for a 2.2-mile color fun run to Soldotna Creek Park. Runners were doused from head to toe in color as they battled through the rain. It featured four color stations. The run marked the sixth season of the music series presented by the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce and the Levitt Foundation. Executive Director of the Chamber, Heidi Sorrell.
We had a lot of working pieces we had to make sure got together smoothly. And so we were out in the pouring rain setting up candles and delineators and designating where the run would go. And every time we put up balloons, somehow they'd pop and we'd have to go back and put the balloons up again. So there was a lot of work that went into that in the pop-up tents.
The event was the first of many to kick off the jam-packed music series of free concerts, featuring a diverse lineup of local artists and genres from reggae to bluegrass. Don't miss next Wednesday at Soldotna Creek Park to enjoy rock and folk music and an evening of family fun. With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
At least two South Korean companies are among the dozens of international firms that expressed interest in partnering with the Alaska LNG project. That's according to Glenn Farn, the lead private company developing the proposed pipeline and export terminal, which made the announcement during the Alaska Sustainable Energy Conference this week. More than 50 companies from countries including Korea, Japan, Taiwan, India, and the U.S. took part in the first round of Glenn Farn's partner selection process. Areas of interest range from equipment supply to direct investment and long-term customer agreements. The LNG project is being co-developed by Glenn Farn and the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation and includes an 807-mile pipeline from the North Slope to Nikiski. A final investment decision is expected in late 2025. The project is being promoted as a strategic alternative to Gulf Coast exports, with Alaska's closer proximity to East Asia giving it a competitive advantage on pricing. Governor Mike Dunleavy says interest from global partners is continuing to grow. The company Lucid Group has signed a multi-year deal to purchase natural graphite from Graphite One's Alaska-based Graphite Creek deposit, the largest known source of graphite in the U.S. The agreement supports Lucid's efforts to secure a domestic supply chain for its electric vehicle batteries. Processing will take place at a planned facility in Ohio, with production expected to begin in 2028. The initial supply will be up to 5,000 tons per year over 5 years, pending project financing and permitting. The announcement was made during the Alaska Sustainable Energy Conference, where Lucid and Graphite One representatives joined leaders from across the industry. Governor Mike Dunleavy said the deal could lead to long-term investment in Alaska's resource economy. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
University of Alaska Anchorage is announcing an initiative to help high school freshmen plan ahead for life after high school. The university is going to partner with the Anchorage School District to create Freshman Academy. The initiative helps ninth graders make the transition from middle school to high school. It'll also help give high school freshmen guidance on career goals and help them decide if their best path is college, vocational school, or going straight into the workforce. The Beach Boys are coming to the Alaska State Fair this summer. The show is set for August 25th and tickets go on sale tomorrow. You can purchase tickets for just the concert or tickets that include admission to the fair. The Beach Boys are making their first appearance at the State Fair since 2009. More than a dozen acts have been announced for the 2025 ConocoPhillips Alaska Concert Series, including Foreigner, Wiz Khalifa, and Weird Al Yankovic. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.